Some of the slides and videos shown on the projector have been removed for the uploaded version of this teaching due to possible copyright issues that could arise if republished on our channel.
What is man? You guys want to see a good picture of man? No, it's not God. Wait, how'd that one get back up there? Is that man? Why? What is man? What's true about man? How is man different than a rock? Living. Okay, shh. People are living. That rock's not living. Okay, maybe I got a better picture of man. How about that one? Wait, how'd that one get back there? Okay, let me ask you something. Does anybody know what day God made the turtles? Day five. Does anybody know what day He made man? Six. Day six. Okay. Now I think I've got one of a man here. You ready? Doesn't that look like your mommy when she gets up in the morning? Okay, what's wrong with this one? Aren't we getting closer? Shh. Okay. There's a lot of people that want to tell us that was our grandpa. Well, I can tell you that doesn't look like my grandpa. It has... Let me ask you this. How are we different than that gorilla? Now, okay, but we have hair. He has hair. We have feet. He has feet. Head, teeth. How are we different? What's the big difference when God created man? What? We have a soul. And you see, God made us in His image. We go to school and we learn. They don't go to school. We worship something. We should be worshiping God, but God made us worshipers, and God made us in His image. Okay, you finally ready for a man? So are we still falling short? Does that look like your grandpa?
No.
How about that? Could that be your grandpa?
Yeah.
That is a man. That could be your grandfather. That could be your grandfather. Or that? They could be your grandfather. That is not your grandfather. Now, children, listen. You laugh, but it's no laughing matter. Because you know what? The devil, he is spreading a lie all over this land that is your grandfather, and that you basically evolved from monkeys, from apes, from chimpanzees, from orangutans, from gorillas, and it's just not true. It's a lie. That could be your grandfather, but that is never your grandfather. Those are people. They're like you. And God created us. We're different sizes. Some are male, some are female. Look at all the different colors of hair and skin. But they're all people. They're all made in the image of God. Male and female, He created them. And you're right, they all have souls. Look at that. There's about 8 billion people with souls in this world. And you know what? This man is married and has children. But let me tell you something. He doesn't have arms, he doesn't have legs, but is he still a man? Yes. Because you don't have to have arms and legs to be a man. What do you have to have? A soul. You need to be made in the image of God, and you have a human soul. Now here's what I want you to know. Every person that comes into the world, they're born. They come in as a baby. And then what happens? They become a little girl or a little boy. And then what happens? Then a teenager. A bunch of teenagers here. Right, that's what happens. And then what? Grown up. These people are all different ages. Maybe in their late 20s to all the way to 50s, maybe 60. And then what happens? Maybe, if God allows it, you live to be really old. Maybe in your 80s or 90s, maybe even into the hundreds. Children. Do you know what's true of man? You, if you live long, you're going to end up like this. You know, Papa. Papa's not here today, is he? He's 90 years old. But do you know he used to be your age? And inside he still feels young. But you can't stop it. Time keeps ticking. It's going. And you can't stop it. And then you die. And you can't... You know what's true about man? That today's question, what is man? Well, I'll tell you what man is. Man is temporary. And you know it. Children, you're young. And you may not want to think about death, but death is coming. We sing a song. Hell is moving, death is coming. Or death is moving, hell is coming. Which one is it? Anyway, it's coming. It's coming. You know what? For most of us, 100 years from now, most of us, there's going to be a place like this. There's going to be a place that says Tim Conway on it, right on that stone. Seth Blundell, it's going to be on that stone. 100 years from now, every one of you, there's going to be a stone like this, probably, unless the Lord comes. And it's not just one by one. We all die. All of us. And you can't get away from it. Well, here's the thing. Why does man die? When we ask, what is man? I'll tell you this. Whatever man is dying. We come into this world and we're dying right from the beginning. And you know what? Some children don't make it to your age. Some die when they are your age. Some die long before they get to my age. I have friends that I went to school with. They're already gone. We all die. Why? Why? Do you know what man is? Man is a sinner. God said, he who sins, the soul that sinneth shall die. Do you know why you're going to die like all these people? Think about it. Who is this? They lived their life. I don't know if these are soldiers. I don't know who these are. But these were people. They had names. They were born. And you know what else they had? They had sin. They told lies. When they were your age, like this, they had tantrums. They didn't obey mommy and daddy. They grew up and they sinned against God. That is who man is. Man is a sinner, and because man is a sinner, man is a dead man. You know what? I don't want to tell you funny stories. I don't want to show you pictures of chimpanzees all the time and just make you laugh, because this is dead serious. Children, you know who man is? Man is you. Man is me. And man is headed there. That's where their body goes. But where does their soul go? Their soul goes to heaven or hell. And you know what? One day is going to come, and Jesus said it, when by the command of His voice, every person is going to rise up out of the graves when He says, come forth. You remember how it was? He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. He is the resurrection and the life. And one day He's going to give the command, and everybody is going to come out. Some to the resurrection of the judgment. Some to the resurrection of life. Children, you are going to die. And the most important thing of all is that when you die, you have a Savior who has washed away all your sins. Because if you're saved, when you die, you don't go to hell. When you die, you go to paradise to be with Christ. And to be with Him forever. You know who man is? Man is somebody who is dying. He's dying. Man is dying. Children, in a very few years, do you know what happens? Almost everybody dies before they think they're going to die. Death will come for you before you think. If you know you're going to die, you know you're going to have to face God on Judgment Day, the most important thing is that your sins are forgiven. Children, you children are not too young to be saved. You can talk to Jesus. Talk to Him. You talk to Him tonight. Lord, I know I'm going to die, and I know I'm going to die because I'm a sinner. And I, please, what can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listen, that isn't just a fun song to sing. That's a truth to be believed. Jesus' blood washes away your sin. Children, ask Him, Lord Jesus, please save me. And He promises if you call upon Him, He'll save you. And if you're saved, you don't have to fear that. He saved me. I don't have to fear that. But you know what? Before He saved me, I did fear that. And that's what the Bible says. Men fear death. And rightly so. Death is scary. But it's not scary if you're saved. It's not scary if Jesus is your Savior. You talk to Him, children. He's here. He's close to all of you. Talk to Him. Ask Him to forgive your sins. Father, I pray these children would have ears to hear. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.